I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. Let me start out with this question for you. If your success was guaranteed, like if you knew without a doubt that nothing would go wrong, you would be successful right off the bat, what would you do now? Like, what would be your next step? And the reason that I want to ask that question is because sometimes there's two answers. And I want to address both of the two answers so that we can uncover what's going on. So, for example, if I said to you, no question about it, whatever you put your hand to, it's going to be successful. What would it be that you put your hand to? And sometimes people will have a plan in place and they'll know exactly what they want to do and something's holding them back. We're going to get to that in a second. But the other half of the people might say, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I'm kind of lost. I'm not really sure. I feel somewhat adrift in that I want to be successful. I want to have, this great, awesome six-figure business driving an impact, making, awesome sites and online marketing and helping business owners really scale and grow and all this other stuff. But I don't know what it would do. Like, I don't know what the next step would be, even if I knew for a fact that whatever I put my hand to would be a success. And so we're going to talk about both of those things because one of the things that I feel like we've done, maybe even a little bit too much, even in this group, is focusing on the tips and the tricks and the little features here and there that really like, for example, should I put pricing on my website? How should I, how should I run a client meeting or something like that? Or what are some characteristics for a good proposal? I mean, these are all things that we've talked about here, but none of that really, really matters unless you have the core foundation in place. And once you get the core foundation in place, all of those things sort of kind of come in line together and sort of solve themselves almost intrinsically. And so let's go back to that question. Like, if you knew that you were going to be successful, what would it be that you do next? And then what impact would that have on your life and on your business and on your clients' businesses and with your family and with your friends and with the free time that you have? And like, what would it look like if you really had your dream situation? And then we need to figure out, well, what's holding you back from getting there? Like, what's the thing that's preventing you from having that today? Like, why is it that whatever it is that you have in your mind as your dream situation, why isn't that what you're doing right now? Like, why? What's preventing that from you? And is it something that you can overcome? Or is it something that you're just going to be stuck with for life? And that question right there is a fundamentally critical question to answer. And I find that that tends to be the dividing line between the people that are successful and the people that tend to give up. And so the feeling like there's something that's standing in your way that is just absolutely impossible to overcome, and that's why I don't have the success that I have. You know, when somebody has that mentality, it's very difficult to overcome that. So what I want to talk to you today about are three things that we're going to go through that I feel like are more important than even your marketing skills, or more important than your tech skills, or more important than your tech stack, like what tools you use. All of those things are important. Don't get me wrong. Those are important. Like, you have to be able to drive results for clients. You have to be able to do that in a consistent way that's stable and secure and without losing your integrity in the process, right? So all of those things are important, but they're subordinate to these three critical things that we're about to go through today. And the first one is you have to have that commitment. So what I was talking to you about just in the beginning was, what would you be doing if you knew that you were going to have success? And why are you not doing it now? Do you feel like you're not doing it now because there's some obstacle standing in your way that's outside of your control and you can't do anything about it, and you're just kind of waiting for it to somehow get away or resolve itself? Or are you the kind of person that charges the obstacle and overcomes it, right? Like, are you the kind of person that sees a challenge and then just tackles it head on because it's yours for the taking? Like, you know that you're worth more, so go out and get more. Like, that's the type of attitude that I find is necessary to be successful, because nobody is going to hand it. Absolutely no one is going to hand it to you. If you want to have your own business, you have to fight for it yourself. And that's one of the things that I find is like almost right off the bat, I can tell in a conversation what kind of person that I'm working with. Like, do they have the mindset where they're going to go out and get some stuff done and that they know they've got the skills and then and the talent and they deserve to be able to have this kind of a business because they know they can serve people at a higher level than their clients are currently getting. And therefore, they're going to go out and make stuff happen. That's the kind of attitude. It's like, nobody can give that to you. That's the kind of thing that you have to have internally. Now, people can help foster it, right? Like I was just talking to my daughter the other day about, like, she has a couple of different business ideas that she wants to pursue. And we're talking about that. And, you know, she was kind of talking about, well, should I move this from like a hobby status into like a business that's actually going to be something that generates money and like sustains her and things like that. And that's a huge, that's the decision that comes down to commitment. And it's also important to notice that like feeling ready is different from actually committing. That's a thing. And so I just wanted to kind of lay that out there. Feeling ready means, yeah, I really want to do this. I really want to do it. But commitment is actually taking action onto it. It's like the difference between like an intellectual understanding of, I really want this to happen for me. I really feel ready for it. Versus someone who has that plus, okay, now here are the steps that I'm going to take to do it. So, which is why I asked you the question in the beginning, if you were guaranteed to have success, what would be the very next thing that you would do? That is a critical question. And you need to be in a situation where not only do you understand what it is, but you're ready to take action to do it. So you're feeling ready and you then actually take action on it. So, sometimes people will say, well, I don't know if I'm ready for this whole kind of thing. Like, am I ready to be like a high ticket consultant? Like, do I have the skills and stuff that it takes? Well, if that's a different kind of a question, then are you committed to doing it? Like, sometimes people will say, well, I don't know if double stack is right for me. You know, maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I'm just kind of getting started or whatever, or maybe I'm too advanced. Like, maybe it's the kind of situation where, you know, like, you know, people for some reason tend to think that I work with people that have no business at all and just kind of starting up from scratch, which is sometimes true. And in fact, you know, I've got testimonials and interviews from double stackers who are just starting their businesses. And in fact, I was just interviewing Adam just the other day, just posted the video on the site a couple of days ago. Check it out if you haven't, because Adam was in a situation where he was kind of just, you know, kind of revamping his business from the beginning. Like, he had plenty of experience taking agency overflow work and stuff like that. But he had in his heart that, man, I want to be the agency. I don't want to do work for agencies. I want to be the agency. And so we talked about that to see, like, does he have what's necessary to make that happen from a mindset perspective, from a skills perspective, from a business structure perspective, marketing, like all of those things. We talk about all of that stuff to see, like, is now a good time to start on that? And so we set that thing up for him. And literally within a couple of months, he is now to the point where he's generated like $30,000 of recurring revenue. He's got multiple clients paying him like 15 grand each. So, and another interesting point about that was when we first started talking, he had never really like sold an actual website to a business before, to like a client. Like, he had done all this agency work and his proposals were in the context of sending them to agencies. And so I remember when we were just talking, he's like, man, you know, like, you know, he saw a Facebook post that I posted a little while ago that said, I stopped accepting clients for like $5,000 or $3,000 or whatever. And he's like, well, how do you sell a website for $5,000? And so that is the point where he was. And now he's up to selling like $15,000 websites. It's like in a couple of months. I mean, it's so fast to make that type of a shift. And not only that, but he's hired a couple of employees. So it's not just revenue for him. He's now got two or three employees that he's working with. And he's got the, he'd always wanted to be able to build like some WordPress products. So he's working on a theme. And so like the revenue that he's generating now from his recurring revenue, from these $15,000 plus clients, that's now funding his ability to not only hire these employees, but then, you know, work together with those employees to really put together some themes and things to you know, some WordPress products, which is something that he's always wanted to do. And all of that happened in a couple of months. So why is he so successful at that while other people stall out? And that's what I want to talk about today. And so the first thing is just being committed, like saying, I'm going to do this, and then taking action to do it. And the truth is, there's always something in the way. Life always has something in the way all of the time. Like, maybe the car broke down and you gotta have a car expense, or your laptop broke and now you gotta get a new laptop, or you know, something's going on in your life where you don't feel like it's the right time, and so we'll just put it off till later. There's always something in the way, and the characteristic of commitment means, hey, this is something that's really important to me. I want to build like a legacy business that not only will sustain me but will sustain other people. And maybe even I can pass down to like your children or something like that. Like the kind of thing where you're serious about it and being committed to really diving in and getting that stuff done. And here's the truth. The truth is the deck is stacked against you. That's just the truth. The deck is stacked against you. And the only way to overcome that is to understand that and to do something about it. And what and the outcome of not understanding it is thinking, well, I'm just going to sit back and, you know, maybe in a month or two, things will be ready. Or in a little while, I have a few more clients that I can then, you know, use that to invest in some kind of help or some kind of, you know, maybe you need a new laptop or maybe you want to take double stack. And you're like, well, once I get a few clients, then I'll do it later. That kind of thing. But like everything is stacked against you. And most people think sometime in the future, things will be better and it will just kind of organically get that way. And then, you know, that's the time to kind of jump on board. And so what I'm saying is that the people that are successful, like if you want to be in control of your finances, in control of your business, your career, your life, you can't just kind of wait for things to resolve. You have to be committed to making them be, you know, be what you want. You have to take action to get the results that you're looking for, in the same way that when you work with your clients, you have to take action on their behalf to get the results that they're looking for. And so the concept of commitment is so critical, because so many times I'll talk to people about like what do I put on my website, and how do I set up a landing page, or what's the best way to do email marketing, or what are some great platforms to really start driving leads in and things like that. But if you're not committed, like if it's just kind of something you're dabbling in and whatever, you know, none of those techniques will make any difference because of the lack of commitment. And so the first thing of the three traits that I really wanted to go through today is commitment. Because if you don't have commitment, I can't give commitment to you. You can only do that for yourself. You have to be like, man, I'm sick of burning myself out. I'm sick of not having the impact that I want. I'm sick of churning out these cookie cutter sites that don't take advantage of my skills. I'm sick of competing with people on Upwork for these cheap projects. And I'm sick of all the fact that I've, you know, built up all these skills, and I can do photography and videography and websites and SEO and all this other stuff. And I'm having to like put my pricing out there for like a couple $100 on job boards like Upwork. I'm sick of doing that. I want to do something different from that. That's the kind of fire that you need to have in order to be successful at making the change. So that's thing number one. So let's get to thing number two. Thing number two is, it's fine to be committed, but if you don't have a community that supports you in all of this stuff, it's infinitely more difficult to be successful. So here's what I mean about community. A lot of times, you'll think to yourself, man, I want to have my own business. I'm sick of working for an agency. I want to be the agency, like Adam was, like we were just talking about. Or you might be thinking, you know, maybe you got laid off and you're thinking, well, I've got great skills. I could start my own business. Or maybe you've graduated from college and you're thinking, well, rather than trying to, you know, spend all your skills working for somebody else, you want to kind of start right from the beginning. That's what I did. I had a couple of jobs. I graduated from college with a computer science degree. And my first job out of that was I worked at an e-learning, business where we were making, it was a really cool kind of concept. It was an e-learning platform that ran on the internet, but it didn't use a web browser. It was like, it was all networked together, but you had your own app that you kind of installed, which back in the day was kind of a pretty cool situation. So that was my first job after that. That was a startup company. Then I ended up getting this job doing bioterrorism surveillance for the United States government, because I have a couple of things. I have basically three degrees. I have a degree in basically physics and mathematics. I have a degree in computer science and another one in economics. And so so I went into bioterrorism surveillance and with the United States government, and that was pretty cool. This is back when like anthrax was like a big thing, and there was like the avian bird flu was another thing, and so we were trying to keep track of all the emergency medical encounters that happened in up and down the East Coast, was my region. And so we would analyze all the health records that came through from different types of, you know, medical events to see if, well, are there any anomalies here? Like, is something funky going on with, you know, everybody in New York City is catching some sort of a respiratory illness, and maybe that has something to do with some kind of bioterrorism threat that's now really beginning to get picked up. And part of that was analyzing, well, there's certain types of birds that were particularly susceptible to respiratory ailments and things like that. So I can't get too deep into it, but the idea was that, hey, can we track some of that stuff and whatever. And then after that, like actually while I was doing that, I began to think, well, wouldn't it be great if I could actually have my own business? I didn't really like the forward-looking future of this heavy-duty, you know, number-crunching medical record, bioterrorism, you know, government-style job. I wanted to kind of be more of an entrepreneur, and that's when I took that step to, actually, the very first thing that I did was I created a website to sell headphones. I met this guy named John. I've told the story a couple of times. But I started selling noise reduction headphones and a couple of other things too, like a piece of exercise equipment called a Cellarsizer. It's like this mini trampoline. But the point being that I was able to take that step into entrepreneurship. But the problem was I was kind of isolated in that. Like none of the peers that I was with, like nobody that I was working with wanted to help me with any of that stuff. Like I was either surrounded by people that were just kind of like had like the gigantic business in, you know, government style. Like, I mean, that's like the biggest business there is, you know, that kind of a thing. Or it was like super technical. Like how do you build these like e-learning platforms we were using Java way back then. But, you know, one of those things, but there was nobody in the, how do you get your business started? How do you do the marketing? Because it's one thing to write the code. It's another thing to try to figure out, well, where do you get the clients from? How do you do the pricing? How do you do the branding? How do you do all the stuff that actually gets the clients to come in? So, and so I could have made progress so much faster if I had had a community that I could surround myself with everybody doing the same thing. And that's the that's basically the second thing that I feel like is really critical to be successful. To be committed, like we talked about. Like this is the kind of thing I want a WordPress web design business for myself. Whether it's you kind of working independently, maybe in the future you hire some people and build out like a small agency. You know, whatever you want to do, having a commitment to doing that, and then getting involved with people doing that exact same thing at the level that you want to be. And that's a really challenging thing sometimes, especially in the WordPress community. Like I'll go to a lot of WordCamps and stuff like that, and or join a WordPress group on Facebook or anything like that, and you'll instantly find that most people, the vast majority of people, they don't sell high ticket when it comes to their web design. Like it's if they sell a $1,000 project, they're pretty happy, right? And what double stackers do is we sell $10,000 projects or more, or $40,000 projects. So in fact, you know, one of the things that we have, and we've started a couple weeks ago, is this. I've got this award that I hand out. So like as soon as a double stacker lands a client where the value is $10,000 for that particular client, I literally mail them this award and they're inducted into the double stack five figure family. Or the F3 Club, as we call it for short. And I've ordered like a dozen of these things. In fact, I just inducted somebody into it last night. And so my mindset is so dramatically different from the mindset of the vast majority of people, especially in the WordPress community doing web design work, because a lot of people are like, oh, score, I got a $2,000 project. And I'm like, okay, that's nothing to sneeze at, so to speak. I mean, it's something. But wouldn't it be better if it was a $10,000 project? And then, like, sometimes I'll even post stuff like that on Facebook, and everyone's like, well, nobody should charge that much for a WordPress site. That's ridiculous. That's over the top. No, anybody paying that is ridiculous. But the truth is, it's not even, I think it's ridiculous for someone to pay like $2,000 for a WordPress site. And the reason that's ridiculous is because for $2,000, you can't do all the things that need to be done in order to drive business results for your clients. Like you can't set up all the tools that you need to use and then continue to use those tools if the budget's just $2,000. So if you have a client who only has a budget of say $2,000, why not save them $1,500 and send them to Upwork where they can get a site for $500? Like that's the kind of mindset that I have with regard to this type of consulting, which is, why are you charging someone $2,000 for something they could otherwise get in terms of the outcome to them that they could otherwise get for maybe even free? Like what if they built it themselves on Wix? Like if is the challenge to get the Word docs into WordPress? Is that the big challenge? Because if that's the challenge, spend an hour kind of coaching somebody through how to build their own Wix website. Charge them $50 for it or something like that. And now you save them $1,900 or whatever. So that's the idea that I have. On the other hand, if you've got a client who legitimately needs more leads, more customers to increase the value of the customers they've already got through some sort of a lead nurturing thing to get more repeat business from them, or to increase their brand visibility, or to just do some lead automation so that maybe they're saving some time to streamline their workflow, you're just kind of getting them in the community, things like whatever it might be, that's what businesses actually need. Like, no matter what they are, they could be a landscaping business, a construction business, a life coach, a personal trainer, a dentist, a doctor, an electrician, a roofer, like anybody that runs a med spa or a fitness center. It's like all of those people are in a situation where they need more brand visibility, more customers, more clients, more people to just know about their existence in general and how your client can serve their customers. That's the real issue. And it takes more time and more money than a couple $100 in order to drive that type of result. And so the reason that we have the five-figure family in DoubleStack is because I'm awarding people for serving people at the level that they really need, right? And it's everyone wins right down the line. Like, you win because you just made 10 grand or more. Your client's winning because they're getting better clients, better business results out of it. And their customers are winning too. So it's really a triple win because their customers are now finding out about them in a way that they otherwise wouldn't have had it not been for you. And so being in a community where you're surrounded by people having that degree of success on an ongoing basis is incredibly inspirational. Like, I mean, just the other day, one of the double stackers posted this $9,588 win I have a private Facebook group just for the double stackers. And then we have this one here. For everybody. And he was like, oh man, I'm so close. It's like, man, I just a few more $100, I would have been in the five-figure family. I'm going to get it next time. Right. It's like, and so what we were doing at that point was like saying, oh man, it's not 10 grand. Right. And most people are like, oh man, I've got a $500 project. And so it's a huge mindset shift. And it's so inspirational to be there. And just to believe that not only is it possible, but people do it all day long, every day. People help and serve their clients at that high level all day long, every day. And if you're not in a community like that, it's very, very easy, especially if you spend a lot of time on Facebook, to think, well, nobody ever does that. You know, everyone's stuck, you know, selling $100 projects on Upwork or something like that. Everybody's got these cheap, high demanding clients that burn them out and everything like that. There's no way to get out of it. I might as well just quit or whatever. And you get your mindset just sunk. And then of course, when that happens, you can't be successful. Like, you can't, your mindset is the number one limiting factor to your business, right? And what I mean by that is, I've talked about it a couple of times before. It's like, I've got these blueberry bushes that were growing outside. And when we first got the bushes, they were in this little pot. And when we put the blueberry bush in the pot, the blueberry bush grew, but then it stopped. And it stopped growing. And so when we were kind of new to the whole gardening thing, I called my mother-in-law. I was like, hey, you know, what's going on? These blueberries aren't growing. She's like, oh, you got to get them out of the pot. The pot is limiting their growth. And then they call it like being root bound. And then, of course, when you take the blueberry bush and put it in the actual earth where there's unlimited space for the roots to grow, the next thing you know, the blueberry bush is as tall as your head. And so that's the idea with your mindset. It's like, is your business stuck inside of this little mindset? Or does it have the room to grow? And a huge component to that is the community that you surround yourself with people that not only are doing what you want to do at the level that you want, they're showing you exactly how it all works. You've got the system in place to reproduce all of that stuff. We're all celebrating everybody's wins together. And that is, of course, very inspirational, but it's also really motivational because if you're just getting into it, you're thinking, well, that's exactly what I want. And they're doing it with the same tools and systems that I'm using, then I'm going to do it too. And so community is critically important, which is, of course, why I even started this group, to really try to say, let's change the way we think about what we're doing. And not only the way that we think about ourselves, but the way that we think about our clients. And then when you do that, you change the way your clients view you. You're no longer somebody who just sells websites to somebody. Like, I was just talking on the phone with a guy just a few minutes ago, and he sort of laid out his business plan to me. And it was basically building, you know, trying to streamline the workflow of building a 5-25 page website as fast as possible. How can you get the copy as fast as possible? You know, who can you onboard to sort of do the grunt work? And then maybe he could just do some of the implementation work and all of that. And so, not the implementation, but the project management work and not the implementation, to be able to crank out as many as many sites as you possibly could. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to be able to help you do that, because that is 100% the opposite direction of what I think would be beneficial to you, to your clients, to their customers. That's just not what we do here. What we do instead is we say, well, how can you get like a handful of clients, like 5 to 10 to start with, something in that range, in your entire portfolio, but you continuously work for them every single month? That's the type of structure that you need in order to really scale this stuff up, because it cuts out the most expensive thing that you do, which is client acquisition. Because once you land the client, you keep the client. It brings results into the mix, meaning that you're not just selling them a website so that the result is like the website or whatever, because nobody really wants that. What they really want is the outcome of successful online marketing. And so we bring that into the mix, which of course demands an ongoing relationship. You can't do a one-time thing and have it work forever. You have to pay attention to that. You have to optimize things and continue to create content and to continue to do all the different things. And so so all of that is great. So Erica says, hi, Lee, I just won this type of client for my first time. Hope this will propel my business away from the hustle of low earning contracts. Awesome, Erica, that's fantastic. High five. Boop. Love it. Thank you for sharing that. That's fantastic. And then, and this is one of the things, this is really the exact point that I'm trying to make here with community, which is that we share these wins together. We see that everyone else can do this stuff, and therefore you can do it too. And so that's a really big point, right? So people are doing the same thing you want. You can't sit there and pretend it doesn't work because everyone else is doing it. Why not you, right? And you get the mindset so that you change the way that you view what you're actually doing. So it's this higher value business consulting, plus you have the technical chops to actually implement the stuff you're consulting about. That's different from just being an implementer. And then you have the inspiration and the motivation that comes from, you know, celebrating wins together. So community is such a critical thing. And so that is what I think of as being probably the second of the three top things that you really need to do in order to really be successful. And then the last thing is you need a mentoring system. You have to have a mentoring system in order to make rapid progress. Otherwise, you just have to do trial and error. And what I mean by a mentoring system, I don't necessarily mean you have to go hire a coach. You can, like that's the purpose of DoubleStack is to literally work together in a mentoring role. But there's two things. A mentoring system could be you partner up with somebody who already has what you want. Like one of the first things that happened, golly, it's been like 10 more, 15 years ago. I went to a meeting with a client and we were talking about building a website and everything else. And there's some video and I walked past the desk of this guy. His name is Andre. He's since been a really good friend of mine for a long time. But I didn't know him at the time. And he was just kind of sitting there and he did a lot of video production and stuff for them. They had this business where they're making a bunch of kind of like video courses for various stuff. But the point is he did a lot of video production, wanted to get into web design, and, you know, kind of was kind of listening in to our conversation. And then, you know, an hour passes or whatever. And so I walked back and he said, hey, you know, let me introduce myself. I'm Andre. And so I stopped and we talked for, you know, 30 minutes or more. And he was kind of telling me about, you know, what his current job is, what he wants to do. And he's like, man, I want to have a job like you. Cause he's several years younger than I was. And he's like, I kind of want to be doing what you're doing. Can you sort of guide me in all of that? And like, I didn't have this was like 15 years ago. This is a long time ago. And I didn't have anything set up formally, but I was like, hey, yeah, you know what? Why don't you come work with me a little bit? You know, I've got, you know, we're growing. Maybe part-time. How would that be? You know, could you do that? And then now you're putting yourself in a position where you're being trained into doing the very thing that you want. Now, of course, that's a little bit more difficult to find. And it was very nice and somewhat coincidental that, you know, that all happened with Andre and me. We've since been friends and we talk together all the time. So he's a great guy. That work was successful. But another way that you can do it is find a group of people and make sure that it's not an online course. And the reason that I want to say that it's not an online course is because I fundamentally don't believe that you can transform your business with an online course. I think that you can learn something. Like I think that, like, say for example, you are a coder and you want to get better at JavaScript and you can sign up and take an online course and get better at JavaScript and now you've improved your business. But that's not a transformation. That's just you have more information. That's more, you've learned something new kind of in the same line. But when you want to go from well, I'm burning myself out. I'm working too many hours. My prices is way too low. You know, I need to like 5X or maybe even 10X my rates. But if, I'm afraid if I do that, I'm going to price myself out of the market because everybody else is charging way less. And how do I justify the price of my work if someone else is going to do it for less? What? How do I not price myself out of the market? And it's scary when I do that. And I need someone to talk to. I need the community. I need that support. You know, I need a system that actually works that I can believe in, that I can see other people having this level of success so that therefore I can't just sit around saying, well, I'm not going to do it because it doesn't work. You know, that's the kind of thing that you can't achieve just by sitting and watching video lessons on something. It's also something I don't think you can achieve in a large scale thing where you're just like one of like 2,000 people at a time because you kind of get lost in the crowd. And so that's why DoubleStack is not that way. It's an invitation only course. I only invite people in who I feel like will be successful. And I only work with like 20 people at a time, maybe up to 30 at the most. And so I feel like that's what you really need to be successful. You need a mentoring system, someone to guide me in a way that would enable me to get the success as fast as possible. And you can make success so much more effective that way. And another big point, by the way, is the difference between like being busy versus being productive. And that's what a mentoring system can really do that goes beyond what like an online course can do. Like an online course, you can feel busy in the course doing the stuff, but maybe it's not producing the results that you want, right? And who do you ask? Or like I was working with Jim. I tell this story all the time. And he had this client, and I'll try to summarize and keep it short for the sake of our conversation here. But basically the point was he texted me at like, I don't know, it was like 10:30 at night, like one Tuesday night. And he was freaking out as his first client. We were like, we've been working only maybe 10 days together, like 2 weeks. And he was like, yeah, I'm freaking out. I got this client. What do I do? I need to, I don't even have my website up yet, but I still want to pursue this lead. What do I do? And so he could contact me. He texted me and I said, okay, well, here's what you do. You know, let me show you the proposal structure for how to actually write these proposals in a way so it's not this like technical checklist of, you know, crazy stuff you're going to do, but it's something inspirational that really gets clients motivated to follow you, and give it a shot. And then send the first draft to me and let's look at it together, right? That's the idea behind a mentoring program versus an online course. An online course is like, here's the lesson, whatever. Well, so we did. So Wednesday morning, like I open up my laptop, there's the proposal. I probably spent 5 hours over the next few days dialing all of that in. And then, you know, he met with the client again that Friday afternoon. He texted me back. It's like 6 o'clock that afternoon. And he's like, dude, they accepted the whole thing. And it was like this $8,000 site. It was like, I think it was somewhere in the vicinity of $3,000, $3,500 per month, something like that. Ongoing after the site launched using the stuff that he built during phase one. And that's like 40 grand, right? I mean, that's a huge, huge project as your first client. But if it hadn't been for the mentoring aspect of it or the coaching aspect, the live interaction part, then what happens is, like if it was just an online course where you learn something, well, he would have sent version one off to the client. It wasn't ready yet. Like it takes some time. It's a transformative process that takes some time, which means that, you know, the client would have then probably said, no, it wasn't dialed in yet. Then he would not only have lost this big lead, but he's also really frustrated because he's like, well, I thought I did it. I thought I watched the lesson and did the template and all that stuff, but it didn't work. You know, what do I, so now you feel defeated. Like this isn't going to work for me. What do? I give up. But in a mentoring program, like we have at DoubleStack, then we interact with all that. We were passing the thing back and forth, right? It was just a Google Doc that we shared. It wasn't anything crazy technical, but we had this Google Doc. He started with the template that I gave him. He filled it all in, sent me version one, and we went back and forth, making notes on the thing, dialing it all in. That's the idea behind the mentoring program. And then, of course, you know, his very first lead turned into this huge client for him. And that's not uncommon. That is a normal thing to have happen. So so that's what I mean by the mentoring system. And let's see. So I have a couple of notes I wanted to mention about the concept of the mentoring. I think we pretty much covered it all. But the idea behind that is a couple of key points. The first thing, you don't want to just confuse being busy with being productive. Like you can do a lot of things that don't produce the results that you want. Another thing is, what happens if you have questions and feel overwhelmed? Because that's another thing that happens all the time. Like if you're going to transform your business, rather than just learn a new thing, I want to differentiate between those two things. because the transforming aspect of like going from this business doesn't really work, it doesn't scale, I don't have the clients I want, it's not the pricing I want, it's not the lifestyle I want, it's not providing for me the way I want, I'm not having the impact I need for my clients. Like you're going from something like that into a situation where all of those things are resolved. That's like a metamorphosis. That's a transformation. You're not just adding an extra tip or a tweak or whatever into the mix, which is why I wanted to get on here and talk to you guys about this, because a lot of times we talk about, you know, the smaller details that can make a significant impact, but it's not transformative. This is a transformative type thing. And so when you get into a situation like that, that's really what makes the big difference. So, When you're being busy in an online course, it's different from being productive. That's the concept of the mentoring aspect. So just to summarize here, the three big things: the commitment, which is something that you have to bring on your own. Like, I can't give the commitment to you. I can give you a system that works, right? Like I can put you in a community where everyone's going to encourage you, where you're going to celebrate wins and victories at the level that you want for your life as well. And you're seeing other people doing it. You're in the same system and doing the same processes, having the same resources, working with the same concepts and all that other stuff that everyone else is achieving the success with. So you can't sit back and say, oh, well, it doesn't work, therefore I'm not going to do it, because you're seeing it work all day long every day with all these people. And then, so I can put that community around you so that you can be supported. I can give you the resources. I can give you the pattern that it takes. I can help you with your proposals, all of those things. I can help you figure out what to say on your website. I can help you get in front of the ideal clients in a way that shifts their mindset away from, hey, I'm working with a guy that's going to give me a website, into here's somebody who's going to actually help my business. That's a huge shift. I can do all that for you, but I can't give you the commitment. Like I can't get through if you're going to say something like, well, I'll try it again after I land a few clients, then it'll be better. Because of course, the whole point is to land the clients, right? So if you were landing clients, why would you need the help in the first place? The whole point is you're not landing clients. So that oftentimes tends to be an issue. Or, oh, well, you know, my car broke, or I've got this extra payment, or was there something in the way? You know, there's some kind of a problem. It's not the right temperature outside. Whatever the issue is, you know, something to just push it off. I can't help in that situation. I sort of feel like Jerry Maguire. You ever see the Jerry Maguire movie where he's standing in the locker room and Rod Tidwell's there, and Rod's got this kind of this attitude on about how he's like, you know, he deserves all the, what is the Quan, I think it was. And Jerry's sitting there thinking, just show the love of the game, you know, put your heart into it. And Rod's kind of standing there sort of, you know, they're just not meeting eye to eye, basically. And then Jerry just kind of loses. He's like, help me, help you, help me, help you. And so, and that's kind of what I'm talking about the commitment. It's like, I can't help you if you aren't prepared and ready to help yourself, right? It's not the kind of thing that anybody can gift you. You have to be the one that decides, hey, you know, if I knew I was going to be successful, what's the very next thing that I would do if I knew that success was guaranteed? The answer to that question is the kind of thing that you kind of have to come up with on your own. And I believe that the answer to it is, well, you would be committed, you would surround yourself by the community doing the things that you wanted to do, and you would get yourself into a system that you knew was a successful system. If you did those three things and success was guaranteed, why would you not do that, right? And then when you look at it and you say, oh, other people are having the success that I want, thus the point of the community, why would you not want to be a part of that? So that's why I wanted to put all those three things together. So thing number one is being committed. Thing number two is getting in a community that will actually surround you with the mindset, with the inspiration, with the motivation, with the support, you know, with all of that stuff that you really need to be successful, so that you're not stuck there thinking, you know, who are you going to bounce ideas around with, right? So like after this session today, like, what if you have a question? Who are you going to ask? Who can you brainstorm with? Who can you shoot some ideas around with? Who's going to review your proposals? Who's going to look at your website and be like, oh, you know what? I don't think that's really hitting the target that you want. I think you're probably going to attract leads that aren't the qualified leads that you're really looking for. Or I think you're leaving a lot on the table. Like, what's it costing you now not to take action is another really big thing, because everything costs something. Even if you say, hey, I'm not going to do anything, like how much longer will your resources last while you're kind of stuck in this kind of limbo zone? So, you know, how many, how many clients that you had in the past could you onboard into ongoing relationships if you had a pretty good plan for that in place? You know, like maybe had some extra ideas we could work on together. Those are the kinds of things that are really important with the community. And then, of course, making sure that you have a mentoring or like a coaching system that's kind of a small group setting where you're able to reach out and get the help that you need when you need it, specifically to you in the context of running a WordPress web design business. That's kind of the last thing that I wanted to say about this mentoring system, which is there's so many places out there that will teach you like how to use LinkedIn to get clients or something like that, or how to like launch a new business, or how to be an entrepreneur, you know, something broad and huge and, you know, very generic. And of course, the reason they do that is because they want, you know, the people running those types of courses want to be able to reach as large of an audience as possible so they can, you know, sell their course as many times as they can. And I'm taking a fundamentally different approach. I'm saying, hey, we're doing one very specific thing in one very specific way. For example, I work with people that run a web design agency or want to have their own web design agency. So specifically for web design, usually powered by WordPress, right? Like sometimes we get Shopify into the mix if you want to or whatever. I don't teach anything about Shopify, but the point is, it's not, you don't have to focus entirely on just WordPress. You can do email marketing and SEO and social media management, and there's all kinds of things that we'll talk about, right? But the point is, how do you package all that stuff together in a way where you're building basically WordPress sites for people and then using those sites to generate results? That's what we're doing. That's the concept behind all of this. But we also do it in a really specific way. We don't just, you know, we don't sell low ticket cookie cutter style websites. The idea is it's 5 to 10 clients to start with, each of whom are paying you roughly $1,000 a month on an ongoing basis, maybe somewhere between $1,000 to $4,000 a month, so that you can generate a six-figure income with 5 to 10 clients, something like that. That's how we do it. So we're doing things in a very specific context, in a very specific way. That's what Double Stack's all about. If it sounds like that's what you're looking for, and you want to have, and you're coming to it with the commitment that you really want this to be part of your life, that this is what you're going for, and you want to be surrounded by a community that's going to care for you and be encouraging, and that you can celebrate with together, and that I can send you one of these trophies when you land your $10,000 client. Like, if you want to be part of a community like that, and you want to be part of a mentoring system that's tailored specifically to you, like it's a coaching live, you and me interacting with all of this stuff, then head over to doublestack.net/call and book a time for us to talk. And we'll get on the phone for 45 minutes to really dive in specifically to see if Double Stack is going to be right for you, or maybe something else would come up. And so we'll dive into that. And I'll tell you honestly, if you're ready for this or if you're not. Like, sometimes I'll talk to people and they're just not ready, and I don't even bother inviting them into the course. It's like I'm not selling something to somebody. What I'm doing is I'm talking to you, trying to figure out, hey, where do you want to go? Is there something that I can do to help take you from where you are now to where you want to be? And I can help pave the road so you can get there as fast as possible. And then you can say, hey, you know what? If it turns out it's a perfect fit for both of us, then you can think, well, look, Adam, the guy that I was just talking about, who I just posted the interview yesterday, the day before, where he like took his business from basically ground zero to the point where he's got multiple employees bringing in, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of revenue every single month, $15,000 plus clients, and all of that's funding the building of, you know, WordPress products, and people are winning the Double Stack five-figure family award, all that kind of stuff. If that's what you want to do, let's get there as fast as possible. And I think what you'll find is it doesn't take years to get the kind of results we've talked about. You know, it takes a couple of months is basically the idea. You know, disclaimer, not every single person I ever talk to on the phone makes $1 million overnight. You know, it doesn't work that way. There's a lot of work, right? And you're going to feel overwhelmed, and you're going to feel stressed out, and you're going to be outside of your comfort zone. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Like, when you're making a transformation, it's uncomfortable, but the results on the other side are fantastic. And so that's what I'm offering. If you want to talk about it to see if you feel like it's a good fit, head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone, you and me specifically, and really dive into your business and where you are now. Where do you want to be? What's working? What's not working? Why is it not working? And then we'll put a step-by-step plan in place to figure out exactly how to pave the road to where you want to be as fast as possible. So So it's going to be awesome. Erica says, I watched one of your training sessions this morning and booked a call for tonight. I want to learn more. Awesome, Erica. I'm really looking forward to it. I saw you on my calendar. I'm really looking forward to catching up with you. This is going to be awesome. So thanks for booking the call. It's going to be fun to talk to you. And if anybody else wants to also, my personal calendar is out there. But again, it's like I can only do so many calls in a day, so it's a little bit limited. But head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my personal schedule pop up. Find a time that you feel like works good for you. Save it for yourself. And then the next screen that you'll see is like a little form that you fill out where you give me like a link to your website if you have one. And just tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life and in your business so that when we do get on the phone, that 45 minutes that we spend together will just be as, you know, as action-packed as we can get it. So that way I can prepare for, you know, for everything. So that's the deal, guys. So if this sounds good to you and you're ready to transform your business and have the job, the dream job that you've always wanted, head over to doublestack.net/call and book a time so we can get this thing rolling for you. And I think you'll find that the results come a lot faster than a lot of people expect. A lot of people think, well, man, it's going to take years and years and years to get to $100,000. And the truth is, there's a bunch of double stackers that have scaled up to that level in just a couple of weeks, couple of months. So awesome. That's what we've got for today. Take a look on Thursday. I'm going to come back on Thursday and do an e-commerce session. So one of the things I'm kind of switching up a little bit here just for the next couple of weeks is Tuesdays, we're going to do business development like we did today. Thursdays, we're going to talk a little bit more about payments, online stores, sales, generating streams of revenue. And we're going to be talking about it in a different way. I'm not talking about selling products online in the sense that you have 1,000 products and they all show up in a grid and you're like building your own Amazon. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things like, hey, you want to schedule a booking somewhere, but you also want to pay for a calendar booking event, something like that. I'll show you how to do that. Or, you know, invoices and payments and taking down payments. And maybe you want to share a sale with somebody maybe you want to share like a discount for some kind of a product or service, but only to your Twitter followers or only to your Facebook followers, something like that. How can you do that? You know, I got a bunch of concepts that I want to put out there, and it's the purpose of it is to expand the horizons of what it means to do online sales. And really, if I had to put kind of an umbrella over the whole thing, what I'm really talking about is story-based e-commerce. And what I mean by story, a little bug, what I mean by story-based is you've got a product and there's a cool story behind it. Like when we were talking about John's headphones, that was my very first, you know, kind of step into e-commerce. Like I had one product. It was a noise reduction set of headphones, but it was an amazing story about how John invented them. He was a drummer. Why did he do it? What is a decibel? Like what is 29 decibels of noise reduction sound like in these different environments? And you know, that's a great example. Another example is I used to sell these seller sizers, these little mini trampolines for exercise. I use it to this day, and it's a fantastic product. But that's a kind of an example of something that has a great story behind it. But you don't have a million products. It's a story, and you need to educate. And there's email marketing behind it, and there's all kinds of intelligence you can put into that that goes beyond just, you know, the WooCommerce style stores where you got 30,000 products and it's this huge store and blah, blah, blah. A lot of times when people hear e-commerce, they think, oh, tons of products, I'm going to go to WooCommerce. And you should. Like if you've got hundreds or thousands of products, you should absolutely use WooCommerce as opposed to Cart66, which is what we're going to be focusing on these Thursdays, because WooCommerce comes with themes and all kinds of plugins and everything else that help you organize a large store like that. And so I really feel like WooCommerce excels with selling physical products at large, you know, at a large kind of a store. And I'm not even gonna bother talking about that. Everybody understands that. What I wanna bring to the table is what can you do to generate extra revenue streams for your clients, even if your client's a barber, right? Or even if your client is a landscaper, something like that. What can you do to kind of help with that? And the reason I wanna bring that up is because that enables you to charge dramatically more for your work. Like if you're coming to the table and inviting your clients to make more money with you because you're introducing additional revenue streams, that's a huge thing. That's going to allow you to charge more for your work, and it enables you to bring extra revenue in for your clients so they can afford to pay for more work, right? So it's a huge win, and it's dramatically different from clients that have like thousands of products that they want to sell. So we're going to be talking about that, how you can bring what if you're working with some kind of a fitness professional or a life coach, or maybe an author who's written a book, but maybe you want to add So in addition to maybe selling the book, maybe you want to help them with an online course or something that's around the content of that book. You know, that's an extra revenue stream. So we're going to be talking about that sort of stuff on these Thursdays, like how you can make more money for you by helping your clients make more money for them, even if it's an unconventional style e-commerce store, meaning that they don't just have a ton of products that they ship to people. So that's what we're going to be doing on Thursdays. We're going to keep Tuesdays just like they are today, where I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to be successful. And that's what we've got. So again, if you feel like you want to talk about your business, head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the phone. It'll be awesome. And until Thursday. All right, guys. See you then.